father of mine. Tell me where
dear meathead, jmsynthetics.com. Let's bring in my dad.
Oh, you, Johnny on the spot.
Hi, Dad. Good morning.
Good morning, son. How are you?
Never better. You sound great as always.
Thank you. Thank you. How is that beautiful family of yours?
Everybody's great. Everybody's doing awesome. We're in a great spot. Everybody's happy. We're doing fine. Thank you. How about you and Joanne?
We're doing well. We're just hanging in there. You know, the weather is not very pleasant today. It's cloudy and rain is predicted for probably all of the day.
You sound like a weatherman.
Well, yeah, all I do is sit in here and look outside. I can tell what's going on.
Hey, so speaking of getting bored and having nothing to do, someone asked me to ask you on Dear Meathead how to explain the game backgammon.
This is hard to explain. I got a show.
Oh, okay. Well,
what do they want to know?
Well, what is the object of that game?
Well, the object is that the tiny little round things that you've got, that you take all of that out of the game.
Right.
That means you're winning. And whoever takes it all out and it's a board has got two boards, like you got to go all the way around the board from one end to the other end. And then when all of them got in there and you took them all out of the game, you're the winner.
Now, I remember I never saw a backgammon game in my life until after you and Mom split up, and then you had one. And I was like, what the hell is this? Did you pick that up after, or did you know how to play when you lived at my house?
Honey, I really don't remember that, to how I picked up on it, but I didn't know how to play it.
Because Mom would stomp around the house, and she would be like, oh, yeah, because, you know, she was always mad. God rest her soul. And she would say, oh, yeah, your father, he's listening to Bob Seger. He's wearing gold chains, and he's playing backgammon.
Well, backgammon, I know backgammon way before all of that.
Because I was under the impression that that's what people who get divorced play.
Pretty cool.
That's what I thought. I thought that Mom was like, I thought that that was like a reason, one of the reasons that she was mad at you. And I was like, I didn't understand. I was only 8 years old, you know?
Backgammon is an awful good game for a brain, you know?
You know, you can play that online. I mean, if you wanted to play that with somebody, we could set your computer up to do that.
Well, I play with Elizabeth. Elizabeth knows how to play it.
Okay, yeah, it's great. I love that game. I don't think I've ever had a bad game of backgammon. It's one of my favorite things.
No, it's really cool.
I'm super aggressive. I'm always landing on people and putting them on the bar.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. No mercy.
No. No, it's a really cool game. That's an old country game. Like when I was back in Iran.
Yeah.
We used to play them over there. Of course, we didn't have the game. I don't know how we got hold of it, because those things cost a lot of money.
Yep. And we know that you didn't have a whole lot. I mean, you used to sleep on the ground, and you had a hole to cook bread.
Oh my God, yes. But I want to tell you something. When I was age, this is something in my mind. Yeah. When I was age 12. I created electric doorbell.
Oh, I remember. You told us that. You're the inventor of the doorbell.
I couldn't believe I did that.
Yeah. And but, you know, you missed out because you should have had taken that to the U.S. and told us.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we had doorbells back then. I think maybe you invented it in Iran.
I don't know how it happened, but I did learn how to do that.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The long-lost inventor of the Iranian doorbell.
Yeah. And, you know, my history of my childhood is so great. I live right across from a police department.
I know, yeah. You talk about how you like made friends with those guys.
Every one of them. I mean, we knew each other.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, Dad. Stacy writes this. She says, last week, first of all, she says, hello, Ruben. You and Joanne are my one of my favorite things about Eric's show. And I look forward to hearing your words of wisdom every week. And I'm hoping you can help me.
That's sweet of you. Thank you very much. I hope I can.
Okay. So she says that. And then she says, last week I found out my boyfriend, Jason, who is a heterosexual man, is in love with another man named Derek. As far as I know, Derek is also a heterosexual man. Derek has a wife and kids. My boyfriend has made comments about being in love with Derek, but I thought he was joking and never took it seriously. But last week, he professed his love in a very public way. The worst part is I introduced him to Derek. I don't know what to do, Meathead. Please help. Signed, Stacy.
Stacy, let's get real about this. This is a serious situation. I mean, if it's something, you can't be spending life with that man.
Yeah. I mean, if you just cannot. If your boyfriend is in love with a man, that's
oh,
weird.
My God.
That's
no. Just say thank you for the good times or bad times. See you around. Goodbye.
So you're saying?
I'm sorry to tell you that. That's very disappointing type of thing. But common sense is common sense.
Yeah, you're saying she should end the relationship.
End the relationship. That's going to be nothing but heartache.
Yeah, because you know who knows what's going to happen.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine having babies and kids like that and the guy with a father that is a heterosexual?
Right. Yeah, I think he means that the two heterosexuals will become homosexual.
Why? Sure. If you're a heterosexual and you have some kind of a desire, you might as well be other one.
Yeah, you might as well go homo.
Yeah.
And you're saying no homo is what you're saying.
No homo. Tell him thanks for the good times, but goodbye.
Right on. I got you. Okay. I hear you. All right.
And it's probably hard to take, but that's the way it is. That's nothing but heartache.
Excellent. All right. I'm sure she'll take that to heart. Jimmy has a question. He says, dear Meathead, I am 56 years old, and I've been an only child my whole life, and I always wanted a brother. If I get all the paperwork together, will you adopt me so that Eric will be my brother?
Well, if that's going to be something, yeah, I would.
You would do that. Okay.
I would do that.
He says, let me know ASAP because I need to borrow money. And then he wrote, thank you, Dad.
I will be happy to do that.
Okay. Jimmy, you make that happen, and my dad will adopt you, and then we will be brothers. Okay, Jimmy?
But Jimmy, don't come to me for money, because I don't have money.
No. Okay, very good.
Oh, I was more than happy.
All right. Michael has this. He wrote, dear Meathead, I'm very close to paying off my phone. I guess he has to pay it off a little bit each month to the phone company.
Yeah, those phones are probably one of those $150,000
phone. Oh, yeah. I think this is an expensive phone. He writes, my phone company said that I'm eligible to get an upgrade. Should I get the upgrade knowing I have to start my payments over? Or should I just keep what I have right now since it's working fine? I only use my phone to text people and play Wordle, so upgrading seems like a waste of money. Please help me with this phone situation.
Well, you just gave yourself the answer. It's a waste of money to do what you're doing. What is a phone for?
Right.
Years ago, telephone was to call from here to there.
Yeah.
That you can't see these people, but you can connect to them.
Correct.
All of a sudden, a phone has become, oh, my God. My granddaughter's in here. They come up with a phone that weighs about pound and a half.
Yeah, and they're just looking at it all the time, you know?
Yeah, and then they do so many things to it. And you know what? better than half of the things that you can do with it. It's never going to come to pass. That's a useful thing.
Yeah, just go and talk to the people.
Use it as a telephone.
Yeah, just that's it. I agree with you. So you're saying don't spend the extra money?
No, of course, that's my opinion. Now, you're entitled to your own opinion. But look, all the money that you pay extra for that, start saving and putting aside. In about 2 months, take a look at the amount of money that you got stashed over there that you would not have had.
Exactly. Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. All right. Aram.
Aram, my man.
He writes, good morning, sir. I trust the day finds you well.
Thank you. Likewise.
He writes, I have a group of friends who tell very funny jokes to each other that make us all laugh. Except one guy in the group tells everyone to shut up and only to listen to his jokes. It's hard to tell if he doesn't understand our jokes or just doesn't like to laugh. Should we even try to help this guy lighten up or just accept that laughing at other people's funny jokes is not part of his Mickey Mouse makeup?
Mickey Mouse. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we, in this world, accept people the way they are?
Oh, yeah.
You know, some people have got attitudes of adversity. Some people have got attitude of kindness. Some people have got attitude of anger. There are all types of people in the world. Now, either you take that friend for what his face value is and just give him the opportunity to say his joke. If you don't want to laugh at his joke, don't laugh. Let him say what he says and be done with it. I mean, why is it that his joke is not going to be good for you? Someone else's is going to be good for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
But there are different caliber or kind of people in this world. Everyone has got their own personalities. So some of them will suit you, some of them won't. The ones that won't, and if it's an irritant, don't be a friend.
All right.
Hey, don't call him anymore. Don't go visit him. When he's there, don't hang around him.
I think the main takeaway here is when you said there are different caliber or kind of people in this world.
Yes.
All right,
so,
Dad.
Everyone's got their own character.
All right, Dad, that all makes sense.
I mean, look at me. I got character that's probably the dumbest thing in the world somebody else.
Come on now. Nobody thinks that, is
no really.
Way.
I mean, what I believe in, you don't have to believe in that.
Dad,
it's my opinion.
Dad, Rob here writes, Dear Meathead, I know a guy who needs to use a certain type of expensive tool for his job. One of the very important tools he uses every day is broken, and the only way he can get it to work is by bashing on it. Many people have suggested that bashing on it is annoying and have even given him recommendations on where he can find a replacement. What would you tell this guy?
I would say that ultimately is going to lead you the wrong way for the use of it, because something of that caliber tool may eventually not suit the thing that you're doing.
You're gonna break it. The caliber of tool needs...
don't have to break it. Throw it away or whatever. But go ahead and buy another one.
Yeah.
It probably costs you. Maybe this is a very expensive tool. I don't know.
Yeah, you're really into caliber today.
Really. But one thing is, I got tools that don't work. I throw them away.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
And then get a different one.
Yeah. All right. That's sage advice. I think this guy needs to look into that.
Well, yeah. The problem is we don't want to spend extra money for a tool that you had.
Agreed.
And it worked and all that. Now it don't work anymore. Some tool that gets really used, if it's really used, it's going to be eventually garbage.
Yeah. All right. Jason writes this. This is our last one. Jason writes, Dear Meathead, I got a friend in his early 50s, and he just found out that he might have a twin sister. They look identical. She's actually a well-known famous actress. The only problem is my friend thinks that his potential twin sister is a stone-cold fox. How does he go about handling this situation? Is this a possible Mickey Mouse type of situation?
I really didn't understand how his question is.
Well, what he's saying is he's got a friend who has a twin. He just found out he's got a twin sister.
I got that.
And the twin sister, before he found out it was a twin sister, he was attracted to her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and the twin sister is also a famous actress.
Wow. That's an issue and a half.
Yeah, so he's attracted to his twin sister.
If it's a sister, you can't do nothing.
No, just...
Is she attracted to him?
I doubt that she even knows that he's alive.
No, you can't do nothing with that. Well, he's got a... Has he really for a fact found out that this is a twin sister?
I think he's just speculating right now because she looks just like him.
I don't think you ought to go along that somebody looks like me. It's going to be possibly my brother.
Yeah, I think you gotta chalk it up to chance. It just happens to work out that way.
I got a stupid remark to make. Ask your doctor. Doctor, what do you think of this?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe get like a DNA test, I guess.
Yeah, you can do that.
I don't think that's a bad idea because the actress isn't going to go for it. She's not going to say, I'm not going to take a DNA test just because you look like me.
Well, yeah, then you got a problem.
This whole thing is stupid, is what it is.
It is. It's possible that somebody out there, a buddy of yours, you know, oh, hey, you look like Johnny. You identical like twin, but they're not twins or nothing.
Right. All right. Hey, you know what? I think I got all my questions asked, Dad, for once.
All right. Hey, I'm sorry because I was enjoying this.
No, you did awesome. What are your plans for the rest of the day, Dad? Just kind of lay low, maybe?
I'll tell you what. It's really, this is a nasty type of thing that's happening to me. I am homebound almost like all day.
To go grocery shopping.
Occasionally we get in a car and go grocery shopping.
Yeah, well, why don't you guys go to the casino or something?
No. I would love to do that, but I don't want to do that.
Hey, there's a fourth shot available. Are you aware of that?
The what?
There's a fourth COVID shot that they want you to get.
Oh yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
Are you gonna do that?
I probably will.
Yeah, I actually had a friend of mine.
Joanne has a doubt, but I would.
Yeah, Joanne's not sure about it, huh?
No, but she's always good.
I'm gonna go get it. I know that.
I'm gonna get it.
I just found out that
it's really out there, and it's gonna go.
My buddy Jeremy just got it done.
It can't hurt.
No, it can't. It can't. Though some people think that it can.
It can hurt.
Well, you know how it is. Some of these wackos are sitting there saying that it'll make you sick, and it'll make you, and you'll die. You know, side effects, things like that.
Well, all of the first shots that we got, we had no issue of any kind.
Right.
Except a little soreness.
Right, it's fine.
For 6 hours or something.
Vaccine is safe. Get the vaccine.
And besides, a fifth of scotch would have taken away the pain. Yeah. The pain.
All right. Hey, I love you guys.
I love you too, honeys. Say hello to family and, well, normally, we'll talk to you next week. Abnormally, anytime.
Yeah, what? What the hell are you talking about?
I said, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, too. Okay, normally, abnormally, we'll talk at some point.
Yes.
Okay, I love you.
Love you, too, honey.
Okay.
Goodbye, audience.
Goodbye. See ya. And the cat.